Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Meta Cafe. I am sitting here this morning cracking myself up because I just saw a picture on Messenger that absolutely encapsulated how I feel this morning. I wish I could show you the picture. Michelle saw the picture because she was texting me, and I found this picture that said, good morning. And it was this cat with his fur all out, and he was like looking totally bedraggled. And that's how I feel this morning. Kind of fur all on end, even though I don't look like I'm out of sorts, but I am totally feeling out of sorts. Not in a bad way, just in sort of a goofy, funny sort of way. And like, for instance, I picked up all my stuff and I just closed it all up. So now I have no idea what we're talking about, except I do. I just have to find it again. And I was getting ready this morning and I decided I needed to dry my hair because, you know, it's cold-ish here and I didn't want to have a wet head all day. So I get my hair dryer out and realize that the plug, it wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. The plug was turned off, or the, what do they call that thing? The little button you push, the GFR, GFC, I don't know, whatever. It wasn't working. So I'm like, oh no, I'm going to have wet hair all day. And then my husband goes, did you check the switch? No, thank you very much. Why would I do that? So, you know, sometimes those little itty bitty things that are kind of amusing when you think about it later aren't so amusing in the moment. And yeah. So how are you all doing this morning? Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, Mimi. Good morning, Diana and Cindy and Michelle. Thank you all for joining me. So let's grab a cup of coffee or tea. I had some really awesome sweet tea yesterday. Oh, I love this time of year because then all day long I can drink hot tea. And I like iced tea too, but you know, right now it's hot tea. And my favorite hot tea is Good Earth sweet tea, but it's not really sweet. It just has like cinnamon and like, I don't know, whatever else it has in it. It's just really delightful. It's perfect for a cool, almost fall day. So we have a lot to talk about this morning. In fact, so much so that I kind of set aside the idea of looking at the gift of synarchy in the Gate 44 until Monday. On Monday, we'll deal with the full moon and we'll deal with synarchy. No big skin off our nose because Venus is just now today moving into Gate 44. So it's not like you'll be missing anything. But today is also the start of the Human Design Week. And so I want to make sure I can talk about that because it's important to the backdrop of the season change that we are heading into tomorrow. So by the way, here we are today meeting at the crossroads, right? Or we are approaching the crossroads, the seasonal crossroads that come up when we get to an equinox or to a solstice, the crossing of the sun in this case into 0 degrees Libra. That's actually what the autumn equinox is astrologically. It is when the sun comes to 0 degrees Libra. In an astrology chart, if we look at it just from some the natural order of the zodiac, we would see that the rising sign would be Aries, and we would move through each of the signs. And on the angles, the ascendant, the descendant, the midheaven, and the IC, or the fourth house cusp, would be the signs of Aries, Libra, Cancer, and I missed one, Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn. Forgot the winter solstice. And those signs would sit at very sensitive parts of your chart. So whatever it is in your own personal chart, by the way, that sits at one of those angles, that is a sign of great sensitivity for you. And if there happened to be any planets sitting close to those bold lines in your chart, you would see them as bold lines and they would have letters above them, MC at the top, IC at the bottom, DC at the right side, and AC at the left side. Those are places of great sensitivity and where you have to really, when I see any planets on an angle in somebody's chart, it really colors the way the chart is. So you get the importance then perhaps of what a crossroads means, right? Of coming to that angle, the turning of the year. Is Suzanne out there with us this morning? I don't see her yet, but Suzanne she's a Wiccan or a pagan, and she would understand exactly what I mean by the turning of the year, right? And it's they're very sensitive times. Thus the reason we talk a lot about what is happening at those times. And in human design, perhaps we see it the most strikingly because it's also the turning of the season in the I Ching. And of course, the gene keys and human design are both based in the I Ching, or at least a good chunk of the discipline itself is based in the I Ching. And in the I Ching, of course, we have the same idea, this turning of the seasons and how the energy shifts, right? We shift out of the bounty and warmth of the summer, especially if you're here in the Northern Hemisphere, and we shift into the more harvest energies and the cooling of the temperatures and the shortening of the days here in this Northern Hemisphere. So we sense that change. So that is what we are standing at the precipice of, a major change. And it's sort of the feeling even of, like, you know, that being in the middle of something, like not quite completely over here yet, but not quite back here in the summer yet. We're just standing right there at the edge. And good morning, Ginger. Good to see you out there this morning too, sweetie. So let's take a look then at what we can expect from the astrology for the weekend, because not only is it, you know, a big day tomorrow with the autumn, but we're also running into the window of the full moon. And so this weekend seems to have a lot of energy around it. Let's see if we can take it apart. So today the moon is in its final run through the sign of Aquarius. And at 10:13 a.m. Pacific time, the moon enters void of course, where it stays for the rest of the day and into 5:27 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow morning. So we have a long period of about, what's that, maybe 19 hours or so, 20 hours or so of void of course. And not so much fun, right? That is just not so much fun. But it does give us some time to maybe clean up, if you will, kind of, you know, batting cleanup. If you play baseball, you know, the fourth batter is often the one that is tasked with bringing in the most runners possible. Well, that's sort of the time we find ourselves in. What can we complete? What can we bring to a closure within these next couple of days in readiness for what comes next, right? What comes next? The void of course moon is going to be the shift from the sign of Aquarius, where the moon is for most of the day, and into Pisces, where it enters at 5:27 tomorrow morning. So that means for you all on the West Coast, 10 to 11, 12, 1 p.m. today until 8:27 a.m. tomorrow. So as you remember, those are not good hours to be starting something new. It makes for a rather lazy feeling day. It is Friday, so if you have a chance to take the day off, do it, right? At any rate, just don't start anything new because it will probably go nowhere, right? Projects, etc. Wait until tomorrow after 5:27 a.m., 8:27 a.m. East Coast time. Then you have more of a go sign instead of the stop sign. Today, the planet Mercury is making a move as well out of the sign of Virgo, where he's been for a while, and now to the sign of Libra, where he will spend time until October 9th. Remember, Mercury had been in retrograde. He is gaining speed now, so he's not spending a ton of time in each sign. So let's talk a little bit about what Mercury in Libra is about. Because Mercury, remember, rules the mind. It rules your mouth, your speech, how you talk and communicate with one another, agreements that you make, contracts that you sign, transportation in some respects, especially when it's retrograde. We have, you know, trains, planes, and automobiles, getting into accidents, etc. Mercury in Libra takes on a more diplomatic and friendly edge because the sign Libra is a sign of balance and harmony, right? Always working to keep things in some sort of equilibrium. So we see our mind perhaps in equilibrium, and we find our ability to speak nicely to one another enhanced. For most of us anyway, we may still see some Libra. I always say this because I'm married to a Libra. I have a Libra son. I have, I don't know how many Libran relatives around me. Libras are beautiful when they're in balance, but when that Libra energy does its shift to out of balance, it is ugly, right? It is pretty bad because out of balance, either way, it isn't living its truth. So Mercury here has an effect on what it is that we speak, right? So we may find ourselves becoming overly accommodating, kind of trying to keep the peace and telling, you know, words coming out of your mouth, agreeing to things that you really don't have any intention or really desire to agree to. Not so much fun, right? Later, you'll pay the price for that. So make sure that in your wish to keep the peace, that you're not giving away too much of yourself, right? There is a tendency to waffle a bit with the Mercury in Libra because you're indecisive, right? Indecision. Because unfortunately or fortunately, whichever way you want to look at it, Libra sees both sides of every issue or all sides of every issue, right? Libra as a sign itself is multidimensional, and it can always, you know, if you are a Libra, you probably have had issues where someone tells you something and you see their point of view. And then on the other hand, the other person says something and now you see their point of view. And in that process, you lose your point of view, right? So in this time, then be clear about how it is you make decisions, right? Type, strategy, authority. Does that sound familiar? I think we had this talk earlier this week, right? Type, strategy, authority. Be true to you in what you do and in how you make decisions, right? Be clear about the you in any agreements that you make or on any negotiations that you're in, right? Don't give yourself away. Don't let the energy of, and I'm not saying to be cranky either. You know, you don't have to insist on your own way either. It's not about that. It's about that harmony, right? How do I keep that harmony? But remember that you're part of that harmony, right? You're not outside of it, right? You don't have to give things away to other people to bring balance, right? So make sure decisions are made with clearness, with clarity. If you're emotionally defined, that means you do not make spontaneous decisions. If you are splenic in your authority, that means you make decisions in the moment, but from your intuition. And anyway, those give you some ideas of things to do and not to do with this time of Mercury in Libra. Today, the moon is also in a squaring relationship, 90 degrees, challenging with Jupiter. Now, Jupiter is, you know, we haven't talked much about this, but Jupiter is in the last, let's see, today is the 21st, and Jupiter moves out of Scorpio on, I want to say, November 8th. So literally in the last, you know, maybe 5 to 6 weeks of her transit through his transit through the sign of Scorpio and readying for the move into Sagittarius. So we may be seeing a crescendo of sorts in the lessons that we've had to learn in the depth of our psychology in looking at ourselves from a different, you know, from that mirror place. Remember, we've talked a lot about that, actually, you know, really looking at what is it that we're seeing in other people? How is that the mirror for what's going on with ourselves? Because Jupiter finishing up this transit is now in probably one of the last few squares it will experience with the moon. And that those squares with the moon to Jupiter give us opportunities to sort of become more evolved, more conscious. And so during this process, even today with Mercury moving into Libra and the moon squaring Jupiter, how much of yourself are you giving away? Or how much of yourself are you holding back? Right? We have some really keen questions that we can be asking of ourselves here during this time. So today is one of, for those of you just joining, I opened up the morning with this message that I had sent. I actually posted it to my day on Messenger of this cat with its, you know, fur like all standing out on end. He looks totally bedraggled. And I said, that's exactly how I feel this morning. Like, you know, energy everywhere. It was especially apparent in my mind as I was sitting down trying to kind of make it clear what I was going to say to everybody this morning. And finally, I just gave up because my mind wouldn't do it. I went and poured myself another cup of coffee and I just sat down, put on some socks, and it just hung out those last 10 minutes because I couldn't think of anything else to do. It was crazy. And I was getting irritated at myself. So when you find that happening to you today, don't take it seriously. Just don't take it seriously. Luckily, I was able to laugh because I saw that picture of that cat and I went, that is so me right now. That is so me. And just releasing yourself from any of the seriousness of the day. We're going to come back to why that's so important. Let's take a quick look at tomorrow, Saturday, of course, the autumn equinox. Autumn arrives in the northwest on the west coast at 6:54 p.m. So that means 9:54 p.m. for you all on the East Coast. And that is the point in time where the sun reaches zero Libra. So now we have both the sun and Mercury in Libra. And of course, the sun will stay there through October 22nd, 23rd, just about. Bringing us more lessons about balancing and harmonizing and not giving too much of ourselves away and, you know, remembering to factor ourselves into every decision that we make, and every interaction should be one of balance, not one where I'm succumbing or where I'm taking, you know, away the energy from the other person. Tomorrow, the moon is in Pisces. Lovely, lovely Pisces, compassionate, loving, heart-centered, sometimes a little imaginative and fantasy-laden, dreamy, maybe living in that dream world and escaping the harsh realities of the world. But guess what? There's not much harsh reality tomorrow. We did talk about the T-square pointed at Saturn. We did talk about the Grand Cross. And we talked about how that really drives our moving forward. But there were also those two very mystic rectangles locked in with one another that create a sense of awe and wonder, right? And bring us to some of that more mystical energy, the feeling of spirit being embodied here on the planet in you, right? You as the vehicle of spirit. So tomorrow is not a bad day at all. Even with the setting of the stage for perhaps some scritchy energy over the next 3 months because of the autumn equinox, right? That is that chart that we looked at sets the tone for the next 3 months. But tomorrow itself isn't that bad of a day. There may be some ups and downs because the moon is in a relationship, a positive relationship with Uranus tomorrow, and also with Saturn. So there's some positive things going on in the behind the scenes. It's also trining Venus. All of those just, you know, don't get lost in the words. Those are just positive connections to those bodies. So the sun is going to be in Libra. The moon will be in Pisces. And that carries us into Sunday, where the moon is still in Pisces, conjunct Neptune. Good morning, Peggy. Giving us a day where we can be imaginative, where fantasy and all of that wonder and awe that can be brought together when we see the world through spirit's glasses. And with the Mercury-Saturn square going on in the background, the day can become a little bit overly serious, especially the early part of the day. Don't be so serious, right? Don't take things seriously. And don't feel like if you got into a negative pattern of thinking on Sunday morning, that is going to characterize the whole of the day, because it's really just something that happens for a moment in time, a blip in time, Sunday morning. And as the day wears on, then our friend Mercury moves into a really good relationship with Mars. Our enthusiasm, our confidence is restored. Our energy field perks up, and we become more energetic. So then if you can marry the imaginative, dreamy, compassionate aspects of the moon in Pisces to the more productive energies, then you have a really good day on tap. The moon that day is also in a sextile to Pluto. So there's empowerment possible. And in a trine to Jupiter, good flowing energy, right? I'm really hopeful for Sunday to be overall a really good day with momentary blips of seriousness possible. And now to the reason why we really want to look at seriousness. Let's see. Does anybody have any questions out there about the weekend? Everybody said good morning and oh, good, Diana. I'm glad you got the video to work. That's awesome. And nobody has any questions. Woohoo! But if you have questions, type them in and I'll be happy to answer them. So let's look at the Human Design Week. This is really important because remember I said at the very beginning, we're at the crossroads, right? The turning of the seasons. And I think it is often human design, or maybe it's just my own mind that works such in harmony with the human design and with gene keys, that I really get to see and feel the real juiciness of this particular time period. And I feel like, well, maybe it's because too, these two gates are my sun and my earth in reverse. But there's a sense of, how can I even say this? There's a sense of consciousness rising of that balance between the physical being and the spiritual being on this, at this particular time period. And literally all the way through the week, right? That this, we've opened up to a turning of the seasons, and its characteristic is about being in the body, being in the physical. And also understanding that as a being in the physical, there is a part of you that is also very spiritual. It is being here in the now, in the body, fully capable of also bringing in that spiritual energy. So when we look at the sun is at gate 46. Let me see if I can get my little human design chart out here. What happened to my human design chart? I had it out this morning at some point. Well, this isn't the right chart, but it doesn't matter. I can still show you. So here's a human design chart, and I want to show you where gate 46 is. It is sitting right here at the identity center. It is one of the gates of love, gate 46, gate 25, gate 10, and gate 15 are all gates of love, and they are all representative of the love energy that is abundant at the turning of the season, the crossroads of the years. Of the year, I mean. And gate 46 is the love of the physical being. It is the love of being in the body. In the gene keys, it is the shadow of seriousness, right? When, remember when I said we had these, you know, moments that are catalyzed for us in this particular weekend, right? In particular, after we move into the autumn equinox, where we may be inclined to be too serious. And of course, the biggest lessons we're learning about, the shadow that we're learning about right this minute, is about being too serious, right? The gift in the gene key 46 or the gate 46 is delight, right? Delight to me says happiness. It says almost like, you know, just joy and excitement and like, I don't know, just being lit up. Right? In the highest expression, the Siddhi of gate 46, it is ecstasy. It is about living your life from a place of complete joy. It isn't the gate of bliss. Saturn, though, however, is still sitting at gate 10, which brings us bliss. So I want to show you, when we're living in the gifts of all of the four love gates, just the gifts, we are living in magnetism. We are living in acceptance. We are living in delight. And we are living in, what's the other one? So we've got five, gate five, patience. So patience. Nope, sorry, it was 10. Sorry. Naturalness, acceptance. 46 is delight. And then we have the energy also of, 10, 15, 10 was naturalness. What the heck? What am I doing here? 15, magnetism. So we have these really wonderful energies at the turning of the seasons that come into play for all of us. And the two biggies for mm-hmm. us right now are going to be acceptance and delight. And so let's talk about that. Let's break that down a little bit. So the earth is at gate 25. The earth is the one that has the grounding energy of acceptance. In the highest, in the lowest expression of gate 25, it's constriction. So when we're living in the shadow of this gateway, we're living in constriction and seriousness. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Like, what if we, you know, when we're living in that shadow place, we aren't living the truth of who we are. And the truth of who we are is much closer to acceptance and delight than it is to seriousness and constriction. It is the shadow that plays us small. It is the gift and the siddhis that open us wide. So right now we are in that time of year where it is the love energy of being in the physical, right? Being in the physical, but recognizing that the part of you, your spirit descended into the body. So you know how everybody's always trying to ascend, right? Everybody always talks about ascension and blah, blah, blah. It just makes me want to puke because you are all about being the physical being in the body, spirit descended into the physical realm. And of course, your job is about evolution. So if you can, if you want to tell me that when you say ascension, you're talking about evolving, then I'm happy to talk with you about that. But when you are talking about ascension and about how you want to escape this physical dimension and get back to spirit, you're talking to the wrong person, right? Because you are spirit descended. I have to have this conversation frequently with my generators and manifesting generators because they end up trying to get away from the truth of their physical being. You are a physical being. In the mystic circuit, which we haven't really talked about much on the show here, but it's part of the coaching that I do with people. The mystic circuit is all about the generator and manifesting generator descending into the body and being here, sharing spirit with the physical realm, right? That's what these two gates are. The love of being in the physical body and the love of knowing that you have that connection to spirit. Spirit descended into the body, right? And then from that, being able to experience all of the physical sensations that we have. Every one of your five, your six senses, if you want to even count your intuition, are the juicy pieces of you that get to experience the earth. The physical realm, that love being attached to the feeling of a hug, of a kiss, right? Of being able to eat something so beautiful and sweet as an apple or a pear and to enjoy all of the physical delights of being here in the planet, being here physically. Is the soul, mind, or body in human design? Neither. Neither. The mind, you know, we sort of started a chat about this yesterday when we were talking about the fractals and the gift of teamwork in the 44, where the idea of a soul, the soul is more individual, but you are part of a bigger fractal of more of a collective. Right? That there's this fractal of souls that you're connected to. And that is you're an individual piece of that bigger organism. So the soul is really the embodied you, right? The mind is sort of the egoic you. These words get us all tripped up, right? So you are a complete picture of spirit descended into the body. But as you move through into the physical, you come through, remember we talked about that sort of veil, like the interference patterns that create like a veil of fear on the planet. So as you'd come from spirit into the body, you're coming into that sort of veil that is pervasive over this planet. And part of the evolution, part of your consciousness raising is about recognizing where fear is playing a role here. comments. Monopole, the magnetic monopole. The monopole, you know, just to give you guys a little bit of background on human design, Ra, who is the, or what was his name? Robert Krakauer. Is it Robert or Richard Krakauer? Brought this system in. Basically, it was a channeled system. And he delivered this information. He taught this information. And then he, when he passed away, there became these two branches. One took off and made it all about the money and made it all about a very, a very different creature, right? Very logical, very mind oriented. And the other, which was holding true to the right, to the same concepts that were really delivered, took it in a much more spiritual way. Well, unfortunately, the group that had the more mind-driven energy had the money. And so they're the ones that are the loudest out there, but they're not the ones that necessarily always hold the truth. And they, there's definitely this idea of the monopole, which if I start talking about that to you, I don't want to confuse you, but let's just think of the monopole as your guiding crystal, the crystal that was created at the time your mother and your father's DNA came together and created the fetus, right? When at the time of fertilization, the monopole or the design crystal is set into place. And that resides in the identity center, right? The design center, and is the seat of the soul. It is the soul coming in, the spirit, the soul coming into the body. And it has all of the pieces of the DNA and how it's going to be expressed in it at conception. And also knowing, of course, ahead of time, being able to see time, no time, of at what point that person enters into the physical being and expresses the soul purpose through the black column of numbers and the life purpose through the red column of numbers. Now, raise your hand if I just lost you, right? Because those are getting into the details of things that just don't really need to be brought up, except to say that you are so much more than you really think you are, right? You are complete. You have this design all within you, and it's just about you remembering that. Remembering all of those pieces. And you have the representation of it. When you look at a human design chart, you have this representation of, this is a just now chart, but you have that representation of who you are right there. And it's for you, your path to discover every part of you, the soul, the physical being, your mind, all of that, because it's all a part of you. Seed of the soul is in the monopole. Yes, exactly. That's what holds mind and body together. Well, that's a really good way to look at it, right? Because I want you guys to think about it like this, right? You've got, have you ever seen a, I'm sure you've all seen the Star of David, right? The Star of David is really two equilateral triangles, one with the point down, one with the point up. And when they come together and join, you get the six-sided star or the six-pointed star. It is the same thing with the design crystal that comes in. Right, the mother and the father joining at conception create a design crystal, the coming together of the two, and then a new you, energetic you. The energetic template for you is laid down at conception, and that crystal grows throughout the time of gestation. And when you're born, you are born with all of that information encoded in your DNA, encoded in your fractal, right? All right. Any other comments about that? Mimi says, each journey into the physical leads the spirit through an evolution. Don't waste the trip. I love that. Everybody else is quiet. Ooh, I like that. You guys are all thinking. You guys are all ruminating about all these things. So when we have the sun at 46 and we have the earth at 25, it is a time for us to be in love with being on the planet, in love with being a spirit in physical form. Delight in everything around you. Delight in every sense that you have, in every experience that you have. there's this one saying I often like. It was like at the end of your life, you know, the regrets that you have at the end of your life, like the things that you didn't experience or the things that you were pushing away because they were, you know, the don't go to the end of your life with regrets. Live every moment in as much peace and love and happiness, delight, ecstasy. Universal love is the highest order at gate 25, where the earth is. What do we need the most of on this planet right now is love, is compassion, right? Getting out of that constriction. You know, sometimes I feel this in myself too, where I feel like almost every muscle and tendon is all in this tightened place. And I don't know why I'm all of a sudden all tight, and I just have to relax, come back down and be in this moment to release myself from that constriction. Sometimes it's physical constriction, but a lot of times it's the mental constriction that we put ourselves under. And it is this love energy that can wash all of that shadow away and bring us to that wonder, to that delight, to that joy, to that acceptance of one another and the love energy that is so prevalent on the planet. At the same time, Mercury is also going to be, remember, Mercury was conjunct the sun, is conjunct the sun for the next couple of days, literally in the span of degrees, that is gate 46. So the mind and our communication is also at gate 46. Delight, right? And ecstasy, or is it seriousness? Right. I began to take myself way too seriously this morning. Everything that was happening just seemed to be way too serious. That is why that cat picture just took me totally out of it. It brought me laughter. Right. It brought me laughter. When I can laugh, when you can laugh, you are changing the energy. Have you guys ever heard of laugh yoga? There's a whole yoga discipline about laughing and how laughing can restore health to the body, to the mind, to the soul, everything. Love, love, life of vibrational ecstasy. I like that. I like that. Thank you, Ginger. So Mercury is also at 46, but then guess what Mercury does next? Yeah. It begins to occupy the same spaces that Venus has been occupying. And we know that Venus has been occupying the gates of the spleen, which are the fear gates, or the potential for the fear gates, the shadow energies to be right in your face. And with Mercury sitting first at gate 18, which is about the gate of perfection, remember next week, especially as we move out of 46 and into 18, to only speak criticisms when invited to share them. Not a moment sooner. If someone asks you, what do you think this color looks like on me? Then you can speak. But if you look at someone and you don't like that color, don't speak it. Don't tell them that, right? Don't do that. So Mercury, speech, taking on some of the Venus energy that we've already experienced about perfectionism next week. Venus all week at 44, she's slowing down as she's approaching her retrograde point. So she'll sit at 44 for a while now. Mars this week at 41. Remember, we talked a bit about this yesterday, going back to May 12th or so, where Mars was sitting at gate 41, also slowing down for his retrograde. And it was about what is up here in our creative genius that we haven't yet brought in. What is in the imagination stage that we haven't brought in? So Mars giving us the opening now, not the stop sign or the yield sign or the wait sign, but now the actual go-ahead sign to move on with our creative projects. Jupiter still at 43. 43 was the gate of brilliance, breakthrough, right? Where it is sitting at the point of the ajna, the very point where the ajna joins up to the throat. So again, we have this warning to speak what is up here in your brilliance only with an invitation, right? Remember, the throat is like projector energy. It is best used, best when it's brought out of you with an invitation. So it's like sharing your brilliance with a group of people and they don't get it. They don't get you. And then weeks later, somebody in that group takes your idea and runs with it, right? You get scooped and you're like, but wait, that was my idea. So there's always a caution in this particular setup where you share your ideas only with an invitation, right? Your brilliance or your breakthroughs. Saturn is at another gate of love, the gate 10, the love of self. And remember, in the low end, that is the gate of self-obsession. But in the highest, this is the gate of the love of the self. Gate 10 literally is the love of beingness, 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 not doingness, beingness. So Saturn teaching us a lot of lessons then about who we be, not what we do. And remember, Saturn is playing a very big role in the gateway of the autumn equinox tomorrow, as there is a T-square pointed at Saturn, right? It's all about looking at the structures. Have we overstructured or understructured our lives, right? What are the structures that we've put? What's the foundation that our feet are sitting at? Is it in beingness or is it in doingness? Good question, right? Uranus has slipped out of gate 27 and gone backwards, because he's in retrograde motion still, into the gate 3. Powerful gate for mutation, literally out of our hands, right? Gate 3 is often a gate that change is happening whether we want it or not, right? There's really literally nothing we can do. And you put a planet like Uranus, which is the awakener, in a gate 3, and you see changes going on in everything, the dynamics, the way the world is working, in inventions and things like that that are happening. So even though Uranus is in retrograde motion, and a lot of those changes are happening on the inner, gate 3 very much solidifies the idea of change coming, right? Change is coming. Winter is coming, for those of you who are Game of Thrones fans. Neptune is still sitting at gate 63. That is an interesting gate because it is the gate of doubt and suspicion. And it is on the head center, heading down toward the Ajna. So some of you have now this niggling self-doubt, right? That doubting yourself is not what this energy was about. This energy with Neptune is about, you know, finding your true path forward. Maybe doubt and suspicion aimed at what you hear other people saying to you. First of all, I would never expect any of you to just believe every word that I tell you. And a lot of you don't. Obviously, you know that you have the ability to reach out via the internet and find the truth yourself. Find what's true for you. I do the same, right? I do the same. I do my own due diligence. Well, gate 63 Neptune means that there's some sort of kind of interference in that pattern. And there is that doubt. And for me personally, that doubt comes up when we talk about trust and surrendering to a higher power, right? There's that niggling doubt. And that doubt is born out of the fact my own Chiron sits in Pisces and Neptune is in Pisces. So it's been triggering that for the last several weeks and months. And I deal with that doubt every day, right? I deal with that doubt every day. And you guys may be dealing with the doubt as well in whatever area of your own life that is anchored in. Right? Sometimes it's anchored in your beingness. Sometimes it's anchored in what you do. Sometimes it's anchored in the fear that you feel about living in your life. Maybe having to face relationship issues or job issues or, you know, interpersonal relationship types of things where, you know, things seemingly are out of your hands. And doubting that there's a purpose to all of that. So we are still dealing with that energy because Neptune moves slowly and isn't leaving this gate. I don't even think it leaves this gate in December. Nope. all through December. I haven't gotten my January book yet or my 2019 book yet. It's not available till next month. So I don't even know for sure where it will be next year, but I bet it stays right around where it is. So we're dealing with doubt for a while. Pluto at gate 54 this week, same gate it's been at. Also, I think at that gate through the end of the year. Oh, that is December. Pluto, yes, all the way through the end of the year at the gate of ambition and drive, but also the search for enlightenment, coming to the truth. So a really juicy week for all of us in this. Lots of awesome things happening, possibilities, but don't be too serious, right? Get a funny bone this week. Get a funny bone. Laugh. And when things happen that seem serious, there's a friend of mine that now lives in Arizona, but she used to say, it seems so serious. It seems so real. No, that's what she used to say. It seems so real. When something serious would happen, she'd be like, it seems so real. Meaning basically her understanding that this isn't the truth of who she is, that whatever it is, the dynamic that she's dealing with isn't the truth of who she is. Right? It just happens to be something that is in her field for her to look at and to understand better. All right. So that is all I have for this morning. Seems like a lot, actually. Any questions? Anybody out here? Let me check through. No other questions. Nope. Everything I've read already. All right, everybody. Well, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Happy autumn equinox to all of you. Remember, there will be some scritchy moments, but don't take them too seriously. Laugh and enjoy. Be in ecstasy, or at the very least in delight and acceptance of whatever it is that's playing on your screen. And remember, it is love energy that fills the universe at this point in time. Be the love. All right, guys, take care. Mwah! Have a good day. See you on Monday when we'll talk about the full moon. Take care now. Bye.